The sky this evening is a very dark, ominous-looking color. It's a shade of blue, but almost a black all about the trees. And directly over Our Lady's statue, there is a big letter W that always means warning. Now, the W seems to be the border of the black outline from about the trees in a circular pattern. Directly over Our Lady's statue, beyond the black border of the W, the warning, the sky is becoming a very clear blue. It takes that away, that feeling of, not terror, or something being ominous, a warning. And now the sky is opening up. It's a pale, very pale blue now. And the sky is opening up in a circular pattern, and it's dispelling the blackness all about the trees. Now, gradually, the dark coloring is leaving, and the sky now all about the trees is becoming a beautiful light blue. High in the sky, I can see Our Lady coming forward. She's floating in. That's the only way I can explain it. Our Lady doesn't walk. She's gliding as though she's carried right on the air. Oh, Our Lady is dressed in a beautiful white gown. She has nothing upon her feet. They're bare. I can see a deep blue sash about her waist. It's tied in a bow at her right side, not a bow, sort of just crossed over and belted, and the two strands of the belting are hanging down across her hip. Our Lady now is pulling tighter her mantle. It's quite windy. Now, Our Lady has on a white mantle, a beautiful true white. It's a very glowing white because it has an effect upon you in which there's a light. The light seems to be coming from beneath her mantle, right from Our Lady herself. The mantle has a trim of about a half inch of gold braiding all about the outside. It's very beautiful. Now, Our Lady is coming down, and she has both of her hands together like this in a prayerful position, and I can see that her rosary is dangling through her fingers and hanging down in front of her. Now, Our Lady is taking the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, and holding it in front of her like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking all about her. She has a very sad, pensive look. She's studying the peoples. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary into her left hand, and she's taking her first finger and placing it to her lips, which is to gain my attention and listen. My child and my children, if I could take you with me to the city of Rome and open the doors for you to see what is taking place, perhaps this knowledge could forestall the advance of 666 and his agents in Rome.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
As a nucleus for religion, the eyes of the world focus upon the holy city, which is now becoming steeped in darkness. The light has not passed that way. My children and my child, in past counsel to you, I hastened with great urgency to warn you justified by his own. In the holy city of Rome, many red hats have now become the Judases in the hierarchy. As men of the cross, they have now won for themselves the title of evil men of the cross. Many have entered my son's house, his church upon earth, to do harm. I warned you, O pastors, bishops, cardinals, that you have been infiltrated. Your actions now have brought a reverberation from about the world, and it has been in wake of a coming cataclysm and tribulation to mankind. Know ye all who hear my voice, as a mother of great sorrow for her children, that mankind has turned away from the light, and sin has become a way of life. The multitudes are hastening to the cities for wealth, riches, and power. The great cities shall fall from tribulation. The great powers of the world shall be defeated slowly, until the ultimate victory over evil comes with my son and the angels from heaven. My children, there is now waging upon earth a battle of the spirits. Every man, woman, and child shall be affected by this war of the spirits. You must go forward now as disciples of my son, and many saints shall come forth from the great tribulation. How many times in my past travels upon earth did I counsel you to avoid the pitfalls that would bring what was to happen in the future upon your present generation? How many listened to my counsel and acted upon it? Too few, my children, too few. My children, do not despise prophecy. The Eternal Father has found it necessary to set among you many prophets. They are not prophets of doom, nor false prophets. They are prophets appointed by heaven to guide you in these desperate days. I say unto you, look for the false prophets in my son's house, those who bring you doctrines of demons. So powerful are they under searching is. Searching for a new religion. Deluded by Satan and his agents. It is not without reason that all of the past descendants of Peter guided your will against the false precepts of modernism and humanism in my son's church and the world. And now, my children, it is of a fact, by their fruits will they be known. And what have been the fruits of this humanistic and modernistic approach but discord, disunity, and a loss of souls to heaven? I say unto you, unless you turn back now, bishops and cardinals, and restore my son's house. Do not be prideful. It is too late for false pride. You must admit your errors. Turn back and start over. You were given a simple rule to follow. Were given to you and written for you in the book of life, your Bible. You have chosen in your arrogance and pride to cast aside these teachings and to build another church upon earth, a church of man. You are building it without the help of the angels. My children, I come to you as your mother, as a mediatrix from God to man, chosen by the Eternal Father, with this plan to save you. Will you not listen to me now? There is so little time left. There are many isms in the world now corrupting the sheep. My children, you must pray always now. The more you give to yourself of the world, the more you seek the riches, the pleasures of the world, the more you will dim the light in your soul. There is now a point in the nature of man that he can choose between heaven or the flesh. Many souls are falling fast into hell because of sins of the flesh. My children, God, the youth, protect your family now, and you will not have your heart torn in the near future. There is much discord now, my children. We observe in family life a disunity which is not good. There must be discipline by the father and the mother. Faith shall be your beacon. Faith shall make you victorious. Believe. given the way. Pursuits, but you must now cast that all aside and spend the remaining time doing penance, making atonement for a God, to a God who has already been too much offended. Pray, my children. A constant vigilance of prayer must be kept throughout your country and the world. Do not abandon my son in his church. Do not be deluded by those who call the Mass invalid. My son is there. He does not want the doors to close. In his house is his church, for he is the door. Though robbers and thieves often enter, he is still the door. Come and seek him in his house. You will not be abandoned, my children. Only the man of sin shall be given over to a reprobate sense. You must keep in your hearts the knowledge of the true priesthood of my son. The steps for obtaining holy orders must be followed. They have been developed through heavenly guidance for reason. No women must enter onto the holy place of the sacrifice. My children, much of the external symptoms of degradation and decadence are evident. They are not to be overlooked as being meaningless. As a drop in the bucket, they will add up. Everything upon earth has meaning in the eyes of God, be it good or bad, or for good and for bad. My children, the Eternal Father has a plan for each and every life upon earth. Sin must not be condoned. We ask you not to judge your sisters or your brothers, but neither will you condone sin with permissiveness or compromise. My children, you must not discard your sacramentals. They are your armor now in this war of the spirits. Be sure, my children, that your little ones wear a sacramental day and night for their protection. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and extending it out like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Over on the right side of the sky, I can see Saint Michael. Michael has the balance, you know, the golden balance in his right hand, and there's a tremendous large spear held in his left hand. Standing there, Michael appears to be like, it gives you a feeling that he's getting ready for a battle. Our Lady now is pointing up to the left side of the sky. And over on the left side, I can see two cardinals. They are walking toward each other. Each has the key, a very large golden key in his hand, like this. Now they're standing in front of each other, and they're crossing the keys like this. Two cardinals. Now they're pointing now with the keys over to the right of them. And over on the right there is the building, a very large building. It appears to be St. Peter's. It's a dome building. It is St. Peter's, the Vatican. Now they're pointing upward with the keys, high over their heads. And in the sky over the keys, I can see the numbers 666 forming. The letterings are black, tinged in red on the outside. 666. Now it's beginning to fade away, the whole scene, as though it's like glowing, evaporating. It's completely, almost completely gone now. Our Lady is motioning now to listen. My child, you will understand soon the meaning of this message. You must pray now for your new vicar. There is a foul plan afoot against him. Now at the hour of our death, amen. All about the trees, there is a deep pink glow. It is always the signal to be ready, for Jesus is coming. Directly over Our Lady's statue, there is a round circular light coming through the sky. It's like, almost you'd say like a round rainbow. I can't explain it. The light is coming right out through the sky, and in the center of it, just like, well, the light's just like a giant host. It's forming the outline of a giant host right over Our Lady's statue. Directly in the center, I can see Jesus. He's like coming forward. I just don't know how that's done. It's beautiful. He's floating forward. He is not walking like you or I do. He just floats forward like he has no weight. Jesus has a long gown on. It's not white. I haven't seen Jesus in the white coloring that Our Lady has. It's a beige color gown, very, very full, almost like rough type of material that he has on. I can see the material now. He's coming very close. Jesus also is in his bare feet. He has no sandals upon his feet. And about his waist there is a girding with a material that looks like skin, a brown leather-like skin. I can't explain. I don't know what kind of skin it is, but it does look like a piece of skin tied about his waist to take in the fullness of the gown. It appears to be one piece, his gown, from what I can see. Now, Jesus has a cape about his shoulders. His hair is very full and down his back, and some is coming across his shoulders on the right side. Now, Jesus is placing his hand like this to his chest. It's over his heart. And now Jesus is extending his hand forward like this, with the three fingers extended like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, it's quite windy. I can see a light forming all about the trees. Oh, and coming forward through the light about the trees, I can see figures of angels. They're just beautiful. They're making a circular pattern right on the right and the left. Jesus is standing high above them, looking down. It's just beautiful. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips like this. my child and my children. I am not intending to repeat over and over the counsel of my mother. I can only say that unless mankind has absorbed even a small measure of the counsel given by my mother and acted upon it, mankind will go through a great tribulation. I say unless, because heaven is not seeking to prevent in any way the access to mankind of heaven. I warn all bishops and cardinals that they are deluded in their efforts to bring about a one rule under one shepherd. The one shepherd you seek shall not demand. My church, my house upon earth, is being torn asunder by the countless antics of man in rule in Rome. The use of a hierarchy, their rank being used to set my sheep upon a path of damnation, shall not be accepted without a spiritual fight upon earth. Through my mother, there has been set up by heaven an army of souls for heaven in this battle, this war with Lucifer. Because the sins of man have become so great and offensive to the Eternal Father, it has been necessary to bring to the present what was to be in the future. My child and my children, it is up to you now. If you are of good heart, you will work diligently to reach all mankind with this warning from heaven. A plan is being set in motion by the Eternal Father for a most terrible chastisement upon mankind. My mother, as a mediatrix, has counseled you with many tears through countless earth years of pilgrimage, counseled you to prepare your household, to make ready the day of the Lord.
I adore, I trust, and I love.
My children, I repeat, what was to happen in the future shall be now. It is for you to help change this by getting out the message in great haste. I gave you with the consent of the Eternal Father, a photograph of great knowledge, written from the hand of a child. And you did not listen. In your blindness you cast it aside. And I say unto you again, consider this picture, this photograph, as a puzzle for the human race to figure out. If not solved in time, in due time, I will set the answer upon the world myself. It will be a heavy hand upon mankind. I do not intend to act as a hammer upon the heretics who have entered my church, the deceivers, those not of the faith who enter to destroy. My mother shall direct this battle. Lucifer and his agents are in Rome now. Do you not know what this means? Are you so blinded that you do not know of the power of Lucifer? My children, my pastors, awaken from your slumber. While you sleep, the sheep have run away. Awaken and save your own souls, for you have brought scandal into my church. My children, I repeat for all heaven, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. There will be much confusion set upon the earth and much woe by the agents of 666. Wear your sacramentals. Receive of my body often, for it is truly the bread of life and light. I am the light of the world, my children. You will not be in darkness if you believe, for you will be given the way. Now Jesus is looking about him. He has a sad smile on his face. He looks, those are very beautiful. I've noticed now on his chin, he has a beard, a very short beard. It seems to be kind of well cared for. I don't see too many beards, but it looks very, very nice. It's very short and very nice, but it doesn't have like a cleft in the center. It's all like in one piece. His hair does look like a reddish brown, but I can't tell too much because of the light shining on his cape. It might be a reflection, but his hair does look like reddish brown, a dark brown with red reddish tints, sort of auburn. Now, directly over to the right, Jesus is pointing, and Our Lady is coming over. And behind her now are a gathering of beautiful angels. Oh, they are so beautiful. I can never see their faces. I only see the outlines of their heads. And they have on like garlands, but they're not flowers. They're like leaves upon their heads, garlands of leaves. And they're following Our Lady, and they're holding these garlands, almost making a circular pattern, half a circle, about Our Lady with the garlands. And they're now all going across the sky, and they're standing now at Jesus' left side. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross again, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, I repeat again and again, that you must not omit penance daily. Acts of sacrifice are needed for the repatriation of souls.